Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. We're going to take a look at the issue of employment and employment skill. What is really the essence of being prepared for a high-level position in the employment marketplace of the world today? What are the basic skills that are necessary? You know, we go to school, we have all the courses we take, and we have all the encouragement to find a job. But what are the skills that not only allow us to find a job and be acceptable and be hired, but be maintained and being retained in the employment job that we apply for and that we desire to have as part of our career and occupational history? What are the skills? It's not a matter of what job you want. It's a question of what skills do you have so that the job that you want will be attainable. So here really is the issue. What does the research say as to what are the basic skills that are necessary for positive employment? Well, a research study was done in the area of psychological knowledge. That is, you didn't have to have a degree in psychology, but just do you have the knowledge base of a psychologist? Do you have a knowledge base, people in the social sciences? Do you have a knowledge base in the people who are in the human services? That's really the question. Do you have those kind of skills? You can apply them in all kinds of jobs, but there are a basic set of skills that usually are found among people who are employed as sociologists and social workers and nurses and human engineers of various kinds and psychologists and ministers and people who are in the human services, police officers, probation officers, etc. So what are the skills? What are the necessary skills, you know, to have? And if you have these skills, you're probably more likely to not only obtain a job, but maintain that job and move up the ladder to higher levels of position. Obviously, certain jobs need to have a basic education, a high school education. There are certain jobs that require a basic advanced education, that is an undergraduate degree in some field of study. There are jobs that require a master's degree. There are jobs that require a doctorate degree. There are jobs that require different levels of education. But apart from that, almost all jobs that are essentially dealing with people in the human services require a basic set of skills. There are five of them. Let's take a look at them, okay? This is what the research shows. You have to have the skills of being able to be an active listener. Active listening skills is essential. The higher job you go up in the marketplace, the more this skill is necessary. What's active listening? Well, it's the ability to be quiet, look at the person speaking to you, and listen, and then interact with them. Ask questions. Ask them for more information. Delve deeper into the topic or into the discussion level that's being portrayed at the time. What are the skills of deeper and deeper and more personal and more active listening? Well, it's connecting with the person who's speaking. Being connected on the topic, being connected in the voice, being connected in your facial expressions. Listen, eye contact, face-to-face contact, and then interaction. Like a tennis game, you don't just kind of let somebody hit the ball to you, but you hit it back, and then you hit it back again. And then you hit it back again. That's listening and interactional patterns. That's necessary. Are you a good listener? Do you hear what people are saying? Can you digest what people are saying? Can you spell it out afterwards, what somebody has said to you? Can you summarize it? Which means you've listened. When you go to church on Sunday, do you listen to the sermon? And can you summarize it after? When you have a class on some topic, at the end of that class, at the end of that lecture, whatever, can you summarize the topic, which means you've listened, you've heard? Okay, that's number one. Number two is speaking. You have to have the ability to speak in public. Speaking in public is essential. The higher you go up the ladder in the marketplace, the occupational marketplace, the more you are required to speak in public, to speak before people. You may need to take a class in Gail Carnegie. You may need to take a class in some topic of public speaking at the high school level, college level, adult education. Watch other speakers. Watch other people who address the public in some kind of way, ministers and teachers and lecturers of various kinds. Watch them in terms of their skill of speaking, eye contact with the audience, word choice, posture, eye contact, just being able to engage in the interaction with an audience, but yet hold their own as a speaker, getting a message out there, putting it in some form of a delivery of summarization in some format so that you can be able to know what you're doing and people know what you're trying to say and people can learn from what you're trying to say and benefit from what you're saying. Here's the third one, critical thinking. All the research shows that if you're going to be a nurse, if you're going to be in the fields of human services in some form, if you're going to be in the law enforcement, whatever it might be, you have to be able to think critically. That is, can you ask questions? Can you delve a little deeper? You know, can you find out from others what they think and what they want and how they analyze things and how they interpret events that take place? Can you interact? Can you think with somebody else? Can you ask questions? You know, can you answer questions? Can you delve into a topic deeper and deeper and kind of think through what are the issues? What are the questions? What are the topics? What are the subtopics of any conversation that you might be having? That's critical thinking. It's not being critical, but it's being critical in your thinking to analyze and to see the strengths of something, to see the weaknesses of something, to see the strengths of a person, to see the weaknesses of a person. Being able to talk about that, be able to share your ideas and your observations. Okay, here's the fourth one. Reading comprehension. The higher you go in the marketplace, the more you read, and the more you have to understand what you read and comprehend what you read and be able to deal with the issues that you read, whether it's in a book or an article or a manual or a journal or whatever it might be. You have to be able to not only read but comprehend what you read and be able to interpret what you read and be able to share that with others and to be able to act on it so that what you read gives you a sense of direction. What you read gives you a sense of interaction with other people. Gives you something to talk about, give you something to share with other people. Summarize what you have read so that other people can benefit from what you've read. Can you summarize? Can you put it together? Can you say what you've read and can you act on it? That's reading comprehension. And here's the last one, social perceptiveness. What is that? Well, that means that you are able to relate to other people of all kinds. Older people, younger people, people of different ethnic backgrounds, people of different cultural backgrounds. And in fact, social perceptiveness means that you seek out people who are different from yourself. You enjoy your interactions with people who are different from yourself. You want to become involved with people who are different from yourself. You enjoy that kind of interaction because you learn from them and they learn from you and you broaden your understanding and you open the door of knowledge. Social perceptiveness. Can you understand what people mean? You understand what people want? Do you understand how people interact and how they relate to each other and the motivations as to why people do what they do? How people treat each other? How people talk to each other? How people share with each other? How people avoid each other, even? Do you understand that? Is that of interest to you? Do you think in terms of the social world in which you live and how people relate and how people respond to each other? When you look at a photo of a family or of a group of people, you look at that photo from the point of view of who's standing where and how they're standing and how they're relating to each other. Do they stand apart from each other? Do they lean into each other? That's kind of social relationship. And do you look at that kind of thing? You know, is your world a social world? Is your world a world of openness with other people? In essence, then, social esteem, social perceptiveness is up to you. It's your ability to understand the people around you, connect with the people around you, be engaged in the people around you, be part of their life, and allowing them to be part of your life. So those are the steps. Hope that will be helpful to you. And increase your potential for employment and the quality of your employment by these skills. Bye for now. So what is important here is that you open your world to other people. You open your life so other people can come into your life, can share your life, and you can share your life with them. There's that interactional pattern. Do you have this kind of perception that you know how other people think and feel and what they want and what they need? That social perceptiveness. Who's the person that's lonely? Who's the person that needs a little contact? Who's the person that needs to be connected? Who's the person that needs to have you just talk and just share some ideas with them and include them in your world? That's what social perceptiveness is all about. It's being able to read other people. It's being able to know the needs of other people and then respond to those needs and try to help those needs being met. That's what social perceptiveness is all about. So anyway, nice to have you with me today on the podcast. And we're going to kind of just keep up this topic on employment. That's a theme that's very important. That now that people are being employed, what are the skills that are necessary? We'll pick this up on part number 2 in a little bit. Yeah. Bye for now.